Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Sony announced a miniature version of the original PlayStation game console is available for pre-order for $100, 100 euros, or 9,980 yen, launching December 3rd worldwide. It comes preloaded with 20 titles, including Final Fantasy VII, Tekken 3, and Ridge Racer Type 4. The bundle also comes with two classic PS1 controllers. Guillermo Rambo at 9to5 Mac notes that some code in the setup app for the beta of iOS 12.1 contains the string iPad 2018 Fall. Most people expect Apple to announce new iPads later this year. YouTube announced it's retiring its gaming app sometime next spring, maybe March or April. Its features will come to the main YouTube app. YouTube said not enough people were using the gaming app, but were watching gaming content on YouTube's main app. YouTube.com/gaming was also launched in the United States with a global rollout for that URL to follow. Alibaba announced it will set up a new chip subsidiary with the goal of launching its own AI inference chip in the second half of 2019. Alibaba would use the chips in autonomous cars, smart cities, and logistics. Cloudflare announced its users can now switch on DNSSEC in their dashboard with one click. DNSSEC protects domain name requests end-to-end. That helps prevent hijacking of traffic and makes it harder to spoof domains. Only 3% of Fortune 1000 companies have implemented DNSSEC because of the difficulty in setting it up. Gandhi, G-A-N-D-I, will be the first registrar to support one-click DNSSEC setup. Amazon launched the Alexa Gadgets Toolkit to help device makers connect with Amazon Echo through Bluetooth. The kit lets devices do things like react to the wake word, sync movements of a device to the Echo speech, and respond when a timer has expired or an alarm has been triggered. Think toys. Amazon has partnered with toy maker Hasbro and Big Mouth Billy Bass maker Wowie on the toolkit. Apple has paid back 13.2 billion euros in back taxes, plus 1.2 billion euros in interest, and the EU now says it will drop its litigation over Apple's tax relationship with Ireland. The amount goes into escrow, however, because Ireland is still pursuing an appeal of the decision that its tax break to Apple was illegal. Google announced Accelerated Mobile Pages, or AMP, will no longer have all final decisions made by Google employee Malte Ubel. Instead, AMP will be governed by a technical steering committee, an advisory committee, and also working groups, all of which will include non-Google employees. The advisory committee already has members from the Washington Post, AliExpress, eBay, Cloudflare, and WordPress maker Automattic. Google has also been working with the W3C to create a standard for accelerated web pages separate from AMP that AMP would be compliant with. An eMarketer study projects that Amazon's ad business will rise to $4.6 billion this year, making it the third biggest digital ad platform in the U.S. Amazon would take 4.15% of the market. That would nudge it in front of Microsoft's 4.05%, but still well behind Facebook's 20.5% and Google's 37.1%. Oath rounds out the project in fifth with 3.32%. Finally, Strategy Analytics estimates Google's Home Mini shipped 2.3 million units in Q2 worldwide, making it the single most popular smart speaker model. Amazon's Echo Dot was number two with 2.2 million and 18% of the market, followed by the Amazon Echo, Alibaba's Tmall Genie, and the Google Home. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.